Hey guys, I'm Christina and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I'm usually pretty slow at finishing video games. Between having hand surgery on both of my hands and the fact that someone has to cook and do laundry in my house, I have resigned myself to taking my time and really being choosy about which video games I'm playing. As a consequence, I am still playing through Jedi Fallen Order almost a year after its release. That's not to say I don't know what happens. Both my husband and my son finished it months ago, but I'm still determined to do it by myself. So I have a large amount of time to mull over what I like and don't like about the game as I slowly make my way through it. It's a good game, it hits all the right emotional notes, and it actually has a pretty good story about recovering from trauma, but the end? It bothers me. And the more I think about it, the more I realize my problem is actually related to a larger problem I have with Star Wars, Hollywood, and Christianity. You see, I like science. Really like it. I liked it so much I went to college to get a bachelor's degree in it. I went into a career that depends on it. I steeped myself in it as much as I steep myself in the Bible. I've never felt that the two conflict, but Hollywood Christianity and the Star Wars franchise seem to think that they do and should remain separate. And just so you know, my example of this will involve spoilers for the end of the game, so if you don't want to know, you know what to do. Y'all, Cal Kestis should have died or at least been severely incapacitated at the end. And not because Darth Vader tried to make a kebab out of him with his own lightsaber. It's because the physics of atmospheric pressure on someone forced to do a free ascent from the ocean floor to a spaceship would have caused both his lungs to pop like balloons and given him a massive case of the bends. And while Bacta can do many things, solving physics problems is not one of them. So what bothers me about this is that while I can understand that people in the decision-making process for this game may not have known this on their own, they have access to a massive fan base full of so many scientifically minded people, any one of whom would be honored to be asked to give a quick consultation. We're literally standing right there. And yes, I know, suspension of disbelief. But the problem with that is that if you ask your audience to do too much of that, you lower their ability to go along with you when you have bigger, more dramatic suspensions of disbelief in the story. As Jesus says in John 3:12, "I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things?" God put us on this earth for a reason. He could have changed it, still could change it at any time, but he doesn't. Why? It might just be that, just like us, the world we live in is a reflection of who he is. In that context, studying it gives us more information to better understand him and how best to follow him. Refusing to harmonize the two drags down both our witness and our ability to disciple others. Just like Cal's free ascent took me from the joy of seeing good triumph over evil and dropped me squarely into a state of, wait, what? So go out and learn something science-y today. I bet you know someone just waiting to let loose a torrent of info if you only ask them. And then sit down, open your Bible, and reflect on how those two fit together. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button. If you want to continue the conversation, or if I'm the only sciencey person you know, please consider joining our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.